Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So Lawrence Southern has got the North Korean treatment, which is you and your whole family are guilty now because you've committed a crime. What crime? Being wrong.
You're related to someone whose opinions we disagree with. Never mind whether you agree with them or not.
Yeah. In case you want to, I don't know, get out of that worldview, Dan's made a video about Bitcoin, which I imagine could be pretty useful. So go check that out. But otherwise, we shall begin with Lawrence Southern's post about all this. My parents just got banned from Airbnb for being related to me. Well, they should have seen it coming. Bastards. How could they do such a thing? They never publicly booked anything for me. They do not represent me in any way. They aren't publicly political in any way. How is this sane in any way, Airbnb?
It's not.
It's really not. We'll read Airbnb's notice, I suppose, because I don't know why I didn't expect this, but whatever. Hi, blank. We have an update to share. We've removed you from Airbnb's platform because your account is closely associated with a person who isn't allowed to use Airbnb. This means you're no longer able to book reservations on Airbnb. Why we made this decision? For the safety of our community. Yeah, that's right. Because you know Lauren Southern, I don't know, maybe you're going to start sinking migrant boats in the hotel? Well, she didn't do that either.
I like how they've explicitly just been like, yes, you're guilty by association within the second line.
And then for the safety of the community, we must remove you from the Airbnb community. Are you a member of Airbnb community?
No, because I think it's stupid. You get a hotel because then you don't have some weirdo imposing rules on you.
Look, the culture of the Airbnb community is fantastic. The family values within the Airbnb community. I mean, have you seen the traditions of the Airbnb? What the Airbnb community? What the hell are you talking about? People who book Airbnb. I just can't get over it. Like, that word gets abused so much. The idea that there's an Airbnb community.
Everything's a bloody community these days, isn't it?
This isn't like, the Budapest Hotel, the Society of Cross Keys. This is random idiots who are like, yeah, I've got a spare apartment. People can buy it. I've got to make money off that. I'll pay the mortgage. All right, there we are. And then random
weird people. It's not even that good an idea because people end up paying more to have stricter rules imposed upon them. Have you seen some of the.
Yeah, it's weirdly the rules- crap.
The rules that get imposed on people, just like, yes, you have to be in bed by this time. Excuse me, I'm paying you. You don't tell me my bedtime, you weirdo.
And also, as she mentions later on, the $300 cleaning fees. Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
You can leave the place impeccable and they'll still charge you for cleaning as well.
Well, COVID, so we need to do the BS.
Just get a regular hotel, my advice.
They continue, we may remove accounts that are closely associated with people who aren't allowed to use Airbnb. So haven't done anything wrong. Probably haven't broken any of the rules, but you know someone I don't like. What?
You gave birth to someone I disagree with. How dare you? You're not allowed to stay in our
should think about your
amateur
actions,
hotels
before you go and get pregnant in the past again.
They think they're punishing them, but to be honest, it's a blessing because Airbnb does suck.
Yeah,
this is the hill I'll die on.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. This is an anti-Airbnb segment. And not only that, I am anti-Airbnb in all assets of my life.
Live my life based on my anti-Airbnb principles.
We're going
first and foremost.
The anti-Airbnb rally next week in London. We are burning effigies of Airbnb.
I don't know what effigies they will be.
We're going to make little bed and breakfasts and just set up a fire.
Set the toast on fire.
Yeah. So what this means for your account, any future reservations have been cancelled and fully refunded. Well, at least you refunded. Oh, God, what a blessing. Refund timing will depend on the processing times for the payment method. You can still access your privacy settings and manage your personal data. Oh, thank God. Yeah, that's what I really want to do. How to appeal this decision? We don't take these decisions lightly. So they're telling us here that a human being sat around and thought, I don't know, they have the same blood. Seems like someone we should ban.
They've got bad person blood.
Yeah. Yes. Bad blood.
I've heard that before. It wasn't in a particularly wholesome.
You're a member of the Southern tribe. So someone actually sat down and thought about this, if they're saying that. But if you have more information to share, you can submit an appeal. Funnily enough, they didn't. Because they were just like...
Of course you wouldn't want to use their services after that, would you?
Lamau, who cares? Airbnb have a terrible record on this as well, just in general. I remember, for whatever views you have on Andrew Tate, he did tell a really funny story, which is that he sat around when he was getting cancelled and, like, this account went down and then this account is Spotify and then it's YouTube and whatever else. And he's just like, whatever, don't care. And then he didn't respond to any of them. And then he gets an email that says, Airbnb have cancelled your account. And he's looking at his phone, he's like, I haven't used Airbnb in 10 years. What? So he wrote back to them just being like, why exactly? And they were like, you're a bad person. He was like, the hell are you? Don't use your service. So yeah, no, Airbnb are actually autistically staring out for people they don't like. So no, this isn't a mistake.
Airbnb are like an arm of the Stasi now, are they?
Well, no, but the thing we can be sure of is this isn't a mistake. This is them sitting around deciding who and who should be destroyed. And Lauren goes on to say, they charge $300 for cleaning and $200 for rental. It's cringe and exploitative, so screw it. Go to a local hotel. She also says, my parents are some of the sweetest people I know. They were just planning a romantic getaway. They aren't political activists. Sad face. All I've learned is that if governments and corporations can't just shut you up by harming you, they'll now go for your families. Further context, I was banned years ago for my politics and affiliations as well. How many degrees of affiliations can Airbnb realistically ban people for? Will friends of my parents now be banned? Cousins? Second cousins? Yes, I appealed. This is her account at the time. She appealed. And it went nowhere. Because of course it did. I don't care. I'm not interested. They just want to be like, I hate the bad people. I'm not good at that, right? So no, you're retarded. And need to learn how to be a capitalist again. Because you suck. And your service sucks in general anyway, so screw you.
This is slightly worrying for us, though. I'm going to feel a little bit bad if my parents book a weekend away and then all of a sudden, it's like, yes, it got cancelled because you're a bad person, Josh.
Yeah, actual corporate fascism. Mm-hmm. Which is the term fascism being the corporatization of the state. Well, we'll just do it voluntarily, says corporations like Airbnb. Mm. Don't even need to be forced. We love fascism so much, we'll do it voluntarily before you've even asked us to do it.
Airbnb have some sort of effigy of Mussolini in their headquarters, big statue.
Well, no, they're more like super Mussolini. So I don't think Mussolini went far enough because he forced the corporations to corporatize, whereas, no, they'll just do it for free.
They're like the Quislings of Mussolini then.
Yeah. Fox News decided to contact Airbnb and ask them about this. There's an email listing that they put out. So we have, if you go back to the first email on that, because then we can actually see the first email. No, on that tweet, then we can go to the first image and see what Fox News said to them, which is they were writing to someone at Airbnb and said, and Airbnb responded, she was removed from Airbnb in 2019 per our policies that prohibit people affiliated with hate groups, and that removal remains in effect. Right. So Fox News wrote back, can you say which hate group and how she's affiliated?
Mm-hmm.
Fair question. And Airbnb responded, Greg, respectfully, this is all easily Googleable. She is a public figure, as you know. Right, they just say the fucking group. What are your punts? Just answer the question then. So if you're there.
That's obviously being slimy for legal reasons, isn't it? Because if they name the group, then they can potentially be taken to court.
There is no group.
Yeah, of course there's not.
There's no group. There's nothing she's done wrong. So the journal writes back, well, just tell us then. It's easily Googleable. I'll just do it. You're the ones who banned her for this. This is the second time you're refusing to say specifically why she was banned. And they respond, Greg.
It's so passive aggressive, isn't it?
I told you before why. I will repaste that explanation. She was removed from Airbnb in 2019 per our policies on offensive groups, blah, blah, blah. You are now asking what groups? I'm telling you that literally Googling her name brings all this up. If you'd like me to do that job for you and send you links, let me know. You slimy piece of ass. You. Ben, you're a pathetic scumbag, frankly. But I think you're smart and capable enough of using the internet. Oh, rot in hell, you actual loser. You know there's no goddamn group, and you're just like, you're just sitting on like, oh, I'm this Martha, why can't you go off? Whatever, you scumbag.
That's some professional media outreach there from Airbnb.
Yeah, you could have just not responded, and it would have been better PR than the crap you're putting out. Anyway, people start noticing and posting about the millions that Airbnb pays out every year in rape cases.
Jesus.
You know, unlike most hotels, they have to spend a disproportionate amount on rape settlements. Because, yeah, it turns out Airbnb is actually not as safe.
Might explain why they're pandering to leftists, then.
Yeah. Not only is it a crap service, you also might get raped. So, I mean, that's another point against them. So, whereas your local hotel, lower chance of being raped, turns out. And then their social media account accidentally liked some of the pushback. which is really funny. You can see here, official Airbnb account. If we scroll down.
So the social media manager is being held hostage.
Yeah, the social media manager was just like, this is dumb. This is really dumb.
Of course it is, yeah.
So I liked a tweet here from someone saying that this is ridiculous. Like, what's wrong with you? And then quickly unliked it once, you know, it was noticed. And corporate weren't so happy. And then all of a sudden, Greg got another text from that fella earlier, Ben, who was so adamant, so up himself. He was like, just Google it, loser. Mm. Ben came back later on and was like, actually, it was all a mistake.
After all of that?
All of that bravado.
Oh, no.
There you go. Airbnb tells me it was a mistake to ban Lauren's family members. Decision has been reversed. They say Lauren is still banned, although the spokesman did not explain why. He says that forthcoming in an email. Also, he denied Jay Carney is targeting political dissidents. Obvious lie.
Is that the
CEO? Can't charge of it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, obviously, that's not even debatable. But I do love that you have Ben over there who's just like, just Google it, loser. And then it's just like, actually, it was a mistake. I forgot. I didn't do anything.
I can just imagine the foot dragging that went on.
Then he gets the message from corporate. No, you need to message back that Fox journo. The guy probably want to put a shotgun in his mouth.
It's like someone shouting at someone and then storming out and then having to walk back in.
I've got my phone. It's just like, yeah, okay. So if you go to the next one, there's Airbnb continuing to weasel out of it. They never appealed the decision to the parents because they just went, lol, go to a hotel. Why would I want this service? And Airbnb responded saying, we've reviewed your appeal that was not made. Keep in mind, they're lying again. And we've made the decision to restore your account. Didn't appeal. Didn't care. We're sorry for the inconvenience this caused, and we appreciate your willingness to work together through this. It's like, no one.
They showed no willingness to do that.
No one even tried. You can log back in any time and book reservations as usual. Thanks for being part of the Airbnb community. Best Airbnb community. Leave us alone. Yeah, they tried.
Translating that is basically just, I'm sorry this went more viral than we thought it would.
Yeah, but these losers tried. I mean, sorry, this happened yesterday, but this was actually a really important moment. These goddamn people try to get away with your blood relatives now also going to be banned. They've got away with banning all of the right-wing movement from X, Y, and Z because they just feel like it. I mean, that's just where we live. And then they tried again. Let's get rid of the blood relatives. Disgusting individuals who would try this. And if Airbnb had gotten away with it, if they'd stood firm, every other company would have done it by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we all goddamn know it because these people have no morals whatsoever. And thankfully, the pushback was so hard of, this isn't North Korea yet, you morons, that they actually backtracked. And again, an appeal was not made. And yet they still came out and were like, no, we weren't doing that. I swear. We never tried. Anyway, Lauren Southern has been on Tucker Carlson to talk about this. I thought we'd just play a clip of that because it's good. Because I like Tucker, and he correctly points out it's North Korea. And I did see actual justice warrant, yes, as well. You notice it was North Korea. For people who don't know why the North Korean connection, if you're found guilty of a crime in North Korea and sent to one of the camps, your whole family are sent to the camps, which is the first stage. Your children will serve their time in the camps, and then your children's children will also serve their time in the camp because you have collective punishment. It's a pretty big collective. But your children's 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 children, they get set three.
They're so benevolent, aren't they?
Yeah, because they've learned their lesson. Unlike your children's children, they didn't learn the lesson.
That seems like a perfectly reasonable, insane policy of punishment there.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and Airbnb wants to import it. But let's play this clip.
So, I mean, what kind of world is it where not just the thought criminal, but the thought criminal's family is banned from spending the night? What is that?
There's definitely been a Pandora's box opened in the culture war. I think progressives have realized with the laws we have in place defending civil liberties, they can't quite bring a social credit system in yet. So they found a way to circumvent it through the corporate class. They can just impose a social credit system on us using big tech.
Do you think your parents will be allowed to buy food or receive medical care since you're against illegal immigration?
In the next few years, who knows, honestly, this is escalating at such a rate I never could have expected. Of course, Airbnb have reversed their decision for now, claiming they are very sorry. But I think we both know the only thing they're sorry for is bad PR and that they were trending on Twitter last night.
Well, I mean, and they admitted it in their communication to your parents. They said your connection to Lauren Southern makes you ineligible. So I wonder if you were like a convicted armed robber, would they do this to your parents? Of course, they would not even consider it, right?
They don't even treat the families of Epstein and Maxwell like this, right? And what was funny is when they reversed the decision, they claimed in an email to my parents that they had reviewed their appeal. My parents never appealed the decision. So they're attempting to create this phony narrative that it was all a mistake. How do you mistakenly track down an activist's family, mistakenly send them a specific email saying it is because of their relation to me? It makes no sense. They're trying to cover up something nefarious here. And the only reason they aren't continuing to do this to me is because I have a platform and they're testing the waters. If they got away with it this time, they would have kept going. But they miscalculated how woke their market is.
100% true. Also, the great point there, which is that it was funny that Airbnb decided to institute political checks there. Faster than they actually do felony checks. If you're a felon, you can still book Airbnb, no matter what. As long as you're not a political activist they don't like. You can have killed as many pregnant women as you like. Doesn't matter. You can still get an Airbnb.
I didn't know that. That's kind of worrying if you own one now.
Yeah, fantastic system. What a wonderful company. Anyway, I went over a stream once upon a time with Lauren because I just have a soft spot for the way Lauren's been treated specifically. Because
she has had a rough time.
It's ridiculous. People haven't seen. Like go and watch a video about the whole truth and the stream about it. Because like for people who don't know, she was banned from the United States, the UK and Australia at one point. And there was just no reason given for any of them. She was like, well, what do you want? What am I meant to do here? And she's like such a milquetoast activist as well. She's just like, yeah, maybe don't import the entire world to Europe. That's a bad idea. Well, I got to shut that down. That's basically terrorism. And the UK one, to be fair, the UK did give a reason. Do you remember the reason?
I can't actually.
She said that Allah was gay and therefore he was an inclusive God. And she was banned from the UK forever. If people remember. And in the written note she was given, it was full of spelling mistakes, which was funny as well. But the last note, it said that the reason that was a reason for being banned was because it was racism.
Oh, yeah. I would have thought she would have got an honorary place in the Labour Party, to be honest, saying something like that. Obviously, it was satirical. But...
against the gay Muslim race. Yeah, okay. So no reason given is what that is. Anyway, we'll go to the last one here, just to notice as well. This is just, if you search Airbnb anywhere right now, they're just getting S'd on, and deservedly so. And I hope it continues, because to hell with Airbnb. What a terrible company. Don't have any morals. Tried to pull this crap. And if they had gotten away with it, every other company would have followed suit, and the whole world would have been worse off for it. Absolute assholes. If you appreciated that segment for the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Symposium, Justice in Plato's Republic. If you'd like to find out what else the Lotus Eaters are putting out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.